Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
Hi, this is Jason and Patricia. We're sitting in for Dr. Pat today. Hopefully she's getting the rest that she wants, and we're getting a chance to talk to all of you today during Dr. Pat's show. We've noticed for years that many bright, accomplished people believe in metaphysics. If I could get it out, it would be much better. But strangely, they keep it a secret. Why? Because they feel it would discredit them and their reputation within a professional community. Today, we'll make a case for you to make metaphysics central to your life. We're Jason and Patricia, and we're married intuitives with over 20 years experience who created the ecosystem approach for you. This is much different because we see human beings as ecosystems that need to be restored instead of programmed. We show you how to take an energy approach for internal discovery that is rational, practical, and useful for everyday life. Jason, I'm going to just take a moment and say thank you, Dr. Pat, for giving us this opportunity. And I hope you're having a good time wherever you are.
And if you're listening right now, Dr. Pat, turn off the radio. I mean, go enjoy
there you
yourself.
Go
relax. Okay.
All right. So, Jason, why should those in the audience make metaphysics central in their lives or take time to learn and develop their own abilities?
Quickly, because it gives you the answers to questions that everyone has sometimes in their lives.
Sure.
Now, I have to quickly point out that not all metaphysical training is the same, and the ecosystem approach is designed to do all the things that we talk about today.
Yes, yes, yes.
So at some point in your life, and we've been doing this for over 20 years, I guess it's 22 now.
Yes. Together, by the way.
Together, you know, and we have separate clients and we work separately, and then we always work together. But during all that time, we have people come to us and invariably they have questions.
Yes.
And these are the questions that
are the most common.
Are the most common, and the ones that say, okay, you should have an understanding. You should have developed these abilities from metaphysics, because at some time in your life, you're going to ask why.
Okay.
Why did this happen? Mm-hmm. Why do I have this disease? Mm. What is my purpose? What should my path in life be? And why should that be my life path?
Okay.
Science doesn't give you those answers. Mm. And it might give you, I'm sure there's some sort of expert will try and give you a guess.
Okay.
But it's not the answer. And that's one of the most basic reasons that metaphysics is important. So let me tell you a story. This, I think, is a really good story. There was we were traveling, and I was there. I was with my daughter, who was 14 at the time. Mm-hmm. Her mother had died 7 years earlier of Hodgkin's disease, a form of cancer. Mm-hmm. And my daughter was complaining that she was having trouble breathing. We took her to the emergency room. It was a small hospital. We were away from home. And I remember it was in this hallway. It was a small hospital. So it was in this hallway. And the doctor came out with an x-ray and he shoved it into the x-ray machine. And there was this big image around her heart, which I had seen before. That was exactly the image that my wife had. And when they diagnosed her with Hodgkin's disease, that she eventually died from. And the next thing I knew, I was on the floor.
I'll bet.
You know, I've never fainted in my life. And that was, you know, I was on the floor and they were all gathered around me and trying to figure out what was going on.
Talk about changing your perspective.
Exactly. But you know, we took her to a very well-known, I'm not going to say the name, but a very well-known hospital that, and the oncologist told me that he was the best in the United States. So it was, okay, it was well thought of. He wasn't modest, but he was the best in the United States.
Okay.
And he told me that there was no coincidence. It was a coincidence that this was the same thing that her mother had, but there was no,
but in the same place,
because you can have Hodgkin's disease manifest in different lymph nodes in your body.
That's right.
He said there was no connection whatsoever. Now I know with every fiber of my being now, and back then I kind of had a big hint that couldn't be right.
Yeah.
It couldn't be just an accident.
Right.
But that's
it was just a coincidence.
That's some of what science uses when they don't know.
Right.
Coincidence, random, it's an accidental.
So there's your very first reason for saying you need to understand metaphysics.
If you have refined intuition, which we're going to talk about later,
yes,
you can see the energy, and that energy, you start to see patterns and you start to see connections. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm lucky. We're both intuitive. We're married. We talk about this stuff all the time.
We
talk about the patterns that we see all the time, and they link up.
It's actually kind of incredible.
So let's talk about some of the other questions you're going to want to know in your life. You want to know more about yourself. What's your purpose?
Sure.
Why am I here?
Mm-hmm.
How can I be happy? Oh my gosh, we've gotten that one so many times.
Here's my favorite one.
Oh. We've got a lot of those. And programming yourself like a machine, you will never get those answers. And that's the common way that people try and function in this world, is through programming.
Correct.
So what about understanding other people's motives?
That's such a big one.
What's the truth in this situation? In the age of cults and conspiracies, how do you know the truth?
Well, and
there's a way.
Okay. And I'm going to say, am I correct, Jason? What you're pointing out is these are different aspects of life and living that metaphysics can actually help you with the answers.
Yes. Okay. Specifically the ecosystem approach.
Okay.
But okay, what if I want to have great success? There's been millions and billions of dollars spent on self-help. You know, if you want to be successful, this is what you do.
Correct.
But people give you a formula.
Yes.
The key to success that I'm going to tell you right now, okay, the key to success is not outside of you, but understanding what's inside and what's uniquely in your way.
Mm-hmm.
And then what is uniquely your talents and ability. And as you uncover those, you don't have to program yourself. You don't have to force yourself to get them. You can uncover those. And that's what, that's where your success lies.
Okay.
You know,
so Jason, and I know we're going to get back to a lot of that, but what about unexplained phenomenon, ghosts, visions, voices, or just even accidents? Is life really random?
That's the point. You know, ironically, over all the years that we've been doing this, those questions come up less often than why am I here? Why do I feel this way?
Right.
What's, you know, how come I can't find someone to love?
Right.
You know, what's my purpose? Yeah. Why can't I be successful? Those are the ones we get most of the time.
Correct.
But we get these on occasion. And the only way you can understand those things is with an understanding of energy via your refined intuition, so you can see those patterns.
That's correct.
It doesn't give you a definitive answer. You know, science gives you, you know, we know within a certain percent of confidence that this is true.
Right.
In the non-physical dimension, you don't get that kind of solidness, but that doesn't mean it's not true.
And I want to go back to your daughter's cancer and his first wife's cancer. The bottom line is that the doctors just, you know, it's cancer. That's it. That's the way it is.
That's all there is.
That's all there is. And the bottom line is that we know, and especially since we've been doing this for quite some time, we know there is a reason that cancer happens. Yes, I admit environment, food,
toxic
things, toxic energies. We know all that, but we know with the ecosystem approach, those things can be not only addressed, but they can be cleared. They can be removed.
There's always a story.
Always.
Behind an illness or a disease.
Correct.
Especially childhood illnesses. Oh my gosh. We're going to talk about that in the next segment.
Yes.
But refined intuition is something that everyone aspires to develop.
Yes.
And can develop over time. We think that it's just not that we have intuition.
Oh, no.
Everybody can have it.
Right.
If you're listening right now, you can have it too. It's essential to life. Right. It's part of how we're designed. We're designed to have intuition. Ask my dog. When my dog stands at the door and looks at it for 5 minutes, he knows, he's using his intuition, you know, that mommy or daddy will someday will
they're going to open that door for him. Yes, absolutely. And by the way, he's a little cutie, but that's a whole nother thing. So, Jason, what are the key points of this segment?
Metaphysics, as taught by the ecosystem approach, can offer answers to most questions that you'll have in your lifetime. Understanding why things happen, your purpose about relationships, motives, and truth are all the result of using the ecosystem approach and applying it in your daily life.
Okay.
Refined intuition is something that everyone aspires to and can have by applying the ecosystem approach.
Okay.
And the ecosystem approach helps you develop all the abilities of metaphysics by focusing you on internal abilities that are already present but untapped and dormant.
Oh, I get it.
That's what we say, we have to uncover. Exactly. As opposed to, you know, tell yourself, you know, I'm going to force myself to do this.
Or use affirmations, that kind of thing. Yes, we totally get that. So in the next segment, we're going to talk about how in the age of Aquarius, it's time for metaphysics to be mainstream because of its usefulness and the possibilities that are basically invisible today. This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia. We're sitting in for Dr. Pat today. Thank you again, Dr. Pat. And you're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Imagine what it would be like to turn your pain into purpose. Tune in to Transformation with Martinet every second and fourth Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Martinet and her guests are here shining their lights today through empowering stories of hardship and transformation. Begin to see your life in a new light. Visit MartinetEmmons.com and tune in every second and fourth Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific to Transformation with Martinet.
You're driven, and it totally shows. Your career is taking off, you're killing it in the mom game. But did your health needs make it on the plate this week? Tune in to the Boss Up Babe radio show, where Carissa Adkins helps babes show up, boss up, and thrive. Every second and fourth Tuesday at 12:30 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Become the boss babe you were meant to be. To sign up for one of Carissa's group coaching programs, visit 365dailyhustle.com.
Illuminate your inner framework now with Shelley Hoffberg and Stephanie Salt on the show Intuitive Diagnostics on Psychic Horizons. For you to find the keys to your highest path, it is vital that you see what is happening within your inner metric of you and those around you. They'll help you utilize soul architecture so that you can unravel the highest plan of life actualization for you. Manifest your unique life mission now, every Thursday, 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
We figured by the time we turned 50, we kind of had life figured out, but we were not prepared for the realities of midlife. Tune into And That's When I Realized, the truth and comedy of midlife with me, Susan Dolce.
And me, Leon Dyer, every second and fourth Thursday at 1 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. You're not alone in these challenges, and sometimes you just gotta laugh.
Find us at SusanDolce.com
and LeonDyer.com.
Have you known that you're on a soul path, but often wondered why you don't have the insight of how to go from here to there, or whether or not what you're doing is going to take you to where you want to go in your soul's journey? Damayante is the show for your soul. Damayante speaks to your soul, connects with your soul, and shines a light for your soul. Damayante, the show for your soul with Sarah Main, brings you insights and a pathway to your soul's journey on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
When trauma is stored in the body, it can subconsciously affect and determine our life experience. Learn how the mind connects with the body and how you can pursue your own healing and growth so that your light shines brighter than ever. On the Law of Attraction Traction with host, my mom, Corinne Beerfield. Every third Tuesday of the month at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. To learn more about Corinne and her services as a holistic, heart-centered counselor, visit CorinneBeerfeld.com.
This is the Ecosystem Approach Show. We're sitting in for Dr. Pat today, and this is Jason and Patricia. In this segment, we're going to talk about how in the age of Aquarius, it's time for metaphysics to be mainstream because of its usefulness and the possibilities that are basically invisible today.
Well, and Benny did the Age of Aquarius just before the break, so that's perfect.
I love it. Thank you, Benny. We appreciate
that.
That's
a metaphysical happening that most people wouldn't get. Yes, that's not a coincidence. Yes.
We are married intuitives with over 20 years experience who created the Ecosystem Approach for you. This is much different because we see human beings as ecosystems that need to be restored instead of programmed. We show you how to take an energy approach for internal discovery that is rational, practical, and useful for everyday life. Jason, I understand that there are many ways metaphysics can be of benefit. What would you consider the greatest possibility of metaphysics today?
Well, of course, for innovation and progress.
Sure.
But not just for technology. Mm. That's where when we talk about innovation progress, we think about technology.
Sure.
But for human interactions, relationships, and social structures.
I love that, everyone. That's my emotions. I love that.
You know, you don't get divorced out of logic. You don't have a bad relationship because logically.
Please don't talk about my past relationships, dear.
You know, that's been such a big deal when we work with clients over these years.
True.
It's not because of logic, it's because of emotions. Well, and people have no idea. We're having a mental health crisis in this country.
Truly.
You know, we're having a mental health crisis with children because of the fears and anxieties related to the pandemic, school shootings, all those things.
Exactly.
What's the way out? Well, the way out is restoring yourself back to the way you were designed.
Correct.
Which is a healthy place. And
whether
it's so
it
obvious,
feels that way and in the yes, moment or not.
What's so obvious to us is that we're trying to program children and people who have mental health problems out of having mental health problems. And programming, the frame of programming is what created it in the first place.
Well, and I'm gonna jump in and say, one of the things that we have observed is mental health problems come from negative energy, i.e. understanding metaphysics and using the ecosystem approach can help you
understand negative energy.
Exactly.
So one of the biggest benefits of metaphysics is to create an understanding of essence. Mm-hmm. Some people call it soul. We use the word essence. And its value in society. Correct. Now, people give lip service to soul, like, oh, you're my soulmate, and or this is my soul purpose, or my soul hurts. And all those things may be true.
Right.
You know, but that doesn't give you enough information. We see the soul is the essence is a complex energy that knows what's right for us, mm-hmm. Directs our physical body. Is the conduit through where refined intuition gives us access to more information.
And it also, believe it or not, talks to us and tells us what's wrong.
Now, one of the big things it can tell you is...
And what's right, excuse me.
You know, should I marry this person? Mm. People come to us.
Yeah.
You know, people are programmed to believe that information is outside of you.
Yes.
People come to us all the time and say, you know, should I marry this person? Is this, you know, is this going to be a problem?
Right.
You know, I like them. I love them, but there's this thing and there's this thing, you know, all those things. Well, the answer isn't with us. What we do is we go to their essence with them.
Yes.
To help them understand that the answer to that question.
And how we do that. I realize it's part of the entire show. It's by helping people remove negative energy so you can gain the clarity that you need so you yourself can understand, is this person the person I should marry, or is this situation right for me? We'll say it that way.
Part of the problem is that science has routinely rejected anything intangible.
Yes.
And those And then it puts those things as a function of religion or philosophy.
Correct.
The energy of metaphysics is everywhere. It's not just religion or philosophy.
Okay.
It's all part of life, and humans have the ability to perceive it. Now, we're not anti-science.
Oh, no, not at all.
Science has
a limitation
and perspective,
yes,
that is narrow, and it doesn't include this, and it should.
It really, really should.
We see things, you know, the other day we were at the doctor, and he was giving us, actually, he was giving you an exam, and you were telling him how chiropractic had helped you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And he said, and this was being very honest, he says, I have no way to understand that. In other words, he was saying his training as a doctor, he has no way to understand how chiropractic works. We do. When you understand metaphysics, you understand how chiropractic works, acupuncture works.
Because and
it's
an
energy. It's about energy.
It is about energy and the alignment of that energy so that energy can help you understand your life.
Exactly. But he had no way to understand it. Right. And he wasn't being condescending or disrespectful.
And by the way, he was actually a very good doctor in his field.
And I know that he knows that chiropractic is helpful. He just doesn't know how it can be helpful.
Exactly.
You know, and he probably assumes that it's some sort of psychosomatic thing. So you know, science has a false belief that you can decide what's best for you based on what's outside of you. And the best knowing for you is actually within your essence.
Correct.
Your essence is your best mentor.
Right.
Here's the problem.
Okay.
What we found is that when you want to start to go inward and you start to use those abilities, they're not capable right from the beginning.
Well,
and the reason is,
there you go.
We made this discovery, and I want you to understand this is huge, that we found that 80%
averagely
people have their essence encumbered with negative energy.
Correct.
When you're the thing that makes you work is covered up with 80% negative energy, it doesn't work the way it's supposed to. So when you try and use it the way it was intended, it doesn't work that way. And it got that way from
programming. That's correct.
Now, if you want to know more about this, you can go to our website, theecosystemapproach.org, sign up for the free section, and we've got a two-part article about the discovery of how we found 80% of people, even when they come in, children come in with 80% of their essence encumbered with negative energy.
Exactly.
So,
and the question that I think that the audience should be asking themselves is, well, wait a minute, how do I get rid of that 80%? But if I did get rid of that 80%, what would I find?
It would be,
you can't even imagine. High five on that one.
You know, we've been doing this and we're starting to see things, and we've been doing this for 20 years. We're refining our intuition more and more. It's not something that we just have.
Right.
It's something that we actively are taking steps using the ecosystem approach to make it bigger and
daily
bigger.
By the way,
you know, Patricia's been really intuitive since she was a child.
Yes.
And we've talked about how she saw dead people when she was just a kid.
I thought everybody did,
but she was shushed.
Yeah,
you know, she was shushed, and
also told I was never allowed to tell anyone about it because they would think I was crazy.
But now, since she's been using the ecosystem approach, her intuition has just exploded. Yeah. So has mine.
Yes.
We work together with it all the time. We use it as a useful tool in Correct. Everything that we do.
Well,
here's the other thing that I want to talk about.
Okay, good.
Science kind of dumbs you down. It narrows your focus. There's a lot of things that are invisible to science that you'll never see because it doesn't acknowledge the intangibles, the intuition.
What can't put your fingers on, so to speak.
Here are some of the possibilities of metaphysics.
Okay. All right.
So, the sci-fi movies have talked about how robots are going to take over the Earth.
Right, wait.
The only way that that's going to happen exactly. if we continue to program ourselves and dumb ourselves down, mm-hmm. when we go into our natural abilities, the robots will never catch up.
Well, and here's my question or my comment about the whole thing. Why would I give up my power, my personal power, to a machine Granted, if the machine wants to lift things and move it and all that sort of thing, that's one thing. But why would I give up my power to a machine when that machine knows nothing about me?
We would never do it. Okay.
Exactly. That's the point.
But it's happening because we're being programmed. Focus.
Exactly.
Here are some of the other possibilities with metaphysics.
Okay.
Disease prevention.
Huge, everybody. Huge.
Healthcare. No one just gets cancer. No one just gets heart disease. There's a story behind it. There's an energy behind it.
Correct.
And you can see that thing before it even manifests within your body.
And here's another great big one. How about learning disabilities? Things like dyslexia and
ADHD.
Exactly.
All ADD, of those, yeah.
Yes, all of those things. Those are energies, everyone. And if your child has those disabilities, we'll say it that way, you can use the ecosystem approach to at least help them.
They're energies that can be cleared.
Yes.
So disease, working with people who don't have language. Oh my gosh, we've done whole shows. We're working with my mom who has dementia, and we don't talk to her directly. We go around to talk to her essence directly.
Correct.
If you have someone's in a coma, if someone has stroke and they can't talk, if you have an autistic child that can't
That's
communicate,
the one I was looking for.
you can work with them. You can communicate them.
You actually
refining your intuition using the ecosystem approach and using energy.
And there's a couple other ones: climate change, racism, and hate.
All things can be overcome because those are negative energies.
Exactly. So we're running out of time for this segment. Jason, what are the key points?
The greatest benefits of metaphysics using the ecosystem approach is innovation and the beneficial human interactions. Mm-hmm. Science does not recognize intuition and intangibles, which creates a weakness and affects all aspects of study. Mm-hmm. The discovery of the 80% negative energy within essence is the reason it is often discredited and ignored. Mm-hmm. And the ecosystem approach is designed to restore essence for the benefit of individuals. With a critical mass of people, we can benefit all mankind who are restoring their natural processes.
In the next segment, we're going to talk about how to start developing your metaphysical abilities and also what the traps are that can derail your progress. This is the Ecosystem Approach Show, sitting in for Dr. Pat with Jason and Patricia. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Have you heard about shifting the collective vibration and consciousness on the planet? Join me, Kimberly Barrett, on the Sharing Love and Light show every first and third Tuesday at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern at transformationtalkradio.com to explore the depth of vibration and consciousness on our planet and learn how you can shine your love and light. To learn more, visit sharingloveandlightshow.com.
Healing has a ripple effect. One person's healing affects everyone around them. This is where the power of sharing our stories can be so important. Tune in to Playing on the Edge Radio with Megan Edge each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Megan provides you with ways of sustaining radical and powerful changes in your life. Enact the power of radical change. To find out more about Megan Edge, visit her website at meganedge.ca.
Tune in to Knowledge Book Radio with host Marge Potasek, the fourth Tuesday each month at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Through many experiences, Marge was led to the Knowledge Book, a gift to humanity in its transition to the golden age that provides truth and answers. She now shares information from the Knowledge Book with you monthly on TransformationTalkRadio.com on Knowledge Book Radio. For more information, visit usa.theknowledgebook.net.
Tune in to Awaken Your Magic Within, reveal unconscious systems to discover your unstoppable freedom power. Join me, Tracy Lynn Wallace, on TransformationTalkRadio.com the first Tuesday of each month, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern, to gain insight, direction, and tools to uncover limiting beliefs. Get ready to step into your unstoppable power to discover and uncover your magic within.
Sometimes being human has its challenges. Our physical health falters, our spirits sag, our dreams don't immediately come to fruition. Welcome to the power of Maximum Medicine Radio. Join me, Doc Martin, in conversations that will blow your mind about healing. In our hit show, Doc Martin addresses the scientific with bridging to the mystical approaches to give you a new narrative about maximum medicine. In this live call-in show, we will journey into the extraordinary genius of the human body and talk about other beliefs that impact being your multidimensional self. We seek the seen and the unseen and explore the earthbound and the otherworldly, all with the purpose of calling forth the maximum you. To learn more about Doc Martin and Maximum Medicine, visit www.SharonMartinMD.com.
This is the Ecosystem Approach Show, and I'm Patricia, and he's Jason, and we're sitting in for Dr. Pat today. Thank you again for that opportunity, Dr. Pat. In this segment, we're going to talk about how to start developing your metaphysical abilities and also what the traps are that you can derail your progress. Yes. And yes, I said it correct this time.
Yes.
We are married intuitives with over 20 years experience who created the ecosystem approach for you. This is much different because we see human beings as ecosystems that need to be restored instead of programmed. We show you how to take an energy approach for internal discovery that is rational, practical, and useful for everyday life. Okay, Jason, I know starting in this arena is difficult and it seems very foreign to many people. What do people struggle with the most?
It's a whole new way of looking at the world. Mm. We're taught from an early age to receive information outside of us.
Yes.
And then process it according to programming.
Yes.
Again, we go back to the discovery of the 80%. Mm. And if you haven't signed up for our free section, go to our website right now, theecosystemapproach.org, and sign up for a free section because it's a two-part article on the discovery. Mm-hmm. And when we talk about the 80%,
right,
you can't just shift gears and start working with your essence,
right,
because it's kind of, it's like jumping in your car to go on a cross-country trip when you have one flat tire.
Oh,
you know,
okay.
You're not going to get very far, or you haven't put gas in it for, and it's on empty, or, you know, all those things. Okay. I shouldn't use the automotive metaphors, but
no, shouldn't, but that's okay.
That's I have fun with that.
But so, no, it's a good one.
You know,
actually,
all the messages and even the movie scripts, mm-hmm, you know, my mom has dementia and we watch a lot of the Hallmark Channel. I admit to it, you know, don't shut me off, please. You know, but, we watch the Hallmark Channel and almost in every episode, there's something about, oh, you have to follow your heart. Well, we agree with that. Yes.
Yes, we do.
The problem is that when you go inward to find out what your heart says, mm-hmm, and contrary to how it says in all the Hallmark movies, all of a sudden someone just gets it. And we've never seen that happen. What happens is that you have to clear away the negative energy. Right. And then all of a sudden you have more and more perceptions.
Correct.
And, you know, one of the secrets to our marriage, I think, is that, not that it's a secret, but we keep clearing negative energy between us.
Right. We were actually talking about it this morning.
There was no way that she would like me if with all that negative energy, if we didn't clear it away.
Yes.
And we wouldn't have lasted this long, but we seem to do really well and get better and better
all the
time. As time goes on, our connection is increased all the time because we're constantly clearing the negative energy.
Correct.
And there was a lot there, like with everyone. Again, that goes back to the 80%.
Correct.
So science has discredited emotion and its usefulness because of the 80%.
Correct.
But too much emotion makes humans dysfunctional. It creates illness. It's mass shootings.
Yes.
Broken relationships, the evil and hate in the world. Those are all negative energies.
Right. Right.
And when emotions functions as they should or imbalanced, they can create, and this is what was really exciting to me.
Right.
Enhanced objectivity, judgment, creativity, wisdom.
Well, and I have to jump in and say, before I started using the ecosystem approach, actually Jason and I, we created it together, but before we started doing that, I'll be honest with you, I didn't know that there was things such as objectivity or positive judgment or wisdom. And the most incredible thing that happened was when I started removing the beginning of that 80%, everything started blossoming. And I'm talking about positive things started blossoming for me. And it was incredible to me because those things I had been trained didn't matter.
Most people come to us because they want more intuition or something like that. Okay.
Yes.
But they're surprised because when they come to us, what they get is wisdom and knowing. And
it surprises them.
It surprises them. And they can't, one of the most common things we hear is, oh, I never thought of it that way.
Oh, that's the biggest one.
That's a form of creativity.
It really
is. We have a perspective that most programmed people don't have because they're narrowed, they're focused.
Correct. Well, and you know what? I need to say this. One of the things that I've seen in my work with people, I do a thing. I say, we're at the end of the session. I'll say, let me do a walkabout. Let me just see if there's anything else here that needs to be cleared. And oftentimes, a lot of people will take and hide things, well, because they don't know to get rid of them, but they'll hide them behind them. People are always looking in the front of them because that's what we were taught to do. We were programmed
to
do that.
This is all subconscious.
All of it is subconscious, and they don't realize that what's hiding behind them is affecting them as much as what's in front of them.
And
new perspective is what I'm getting at.
When you start using the ecosystem approach, the idea of being unconscious becomes less and less.
Right.
Because what happens is, as you clear away that negative energy, you become more and more conscious about everything in your life.
Right.
Your whole ecosystem. That's what we call the ecosystem approach.
And my biggest comment was, I can't believe I was so stupid and didn't see that.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, that kind of thing.
So here's one of the biggest traps.
Okay.
Is that using programming to develop metaphysical abilities.
Oh.
That's when you're told how to think, how to feel, what to do, and you can't create metaphysical skills outside of yourself or by forcing yourself.
Because they're naturally within you.
Yes. Many well-meaning teachers use programming methods to teach techniques and abilities for metaphysical development. Here's the best example. We had someone come to us who was an engineer. He's very successful.
Right.
Very prominent engineer. And he wanted to become more spiritual. And I think it was because he wanted to become happier. He had programmed himself all his life.
Yes.
And he just wasn't happy. And he had everything that he always wanted. He had all the money and success.
But he didn't know how to be happy.
He didn't have any sort of happiness. So he figured, I'm going to become more spiritual, and that's how I'm going to become happy. So he created a programming approach to metaphysics. He meditated at least an hour every day. He created a shrine in his office. He did all these metaphysical things, and he took all these metaphysical courses, and he came to us. But he was doing it in a programmed way, as opposed to going inward and clearing what's in your way, clearing the negative energy that's in your way. Mm-hmm. He was forcing himself to do this and do that and do that. And he was wondering why he wasn't getting results.
Right.
And he couldn't hear the answer because when you program yourself, it narrows your focus.
And it creates a form of noise where you cannot hear you.
Yes. So how do you start?
Okay.
We've created a simple way to start.
Okay.
Just start clearing the negative energy in your life. Clear what's in your way right now.
Okay.
So what's in my way might be different than what's in Patricia's way, and what's in someone else's way could be very unique. But a lot of people say, I don't know.
Correct.
You know, they don't have any language.
Then start with numbness.
Yes. That's one of the things we tell people to start with. Start clearing numbness.
Right.
We've also done something else. And the reason we've created these shows, we've done over 200 now, and we do them every week, is so that you can see from the audience perspective all the different ways to apply this metaphysical training using the ecosystem approach in all parts of your life. Yesterday we did a show about conception, miscarriages, and abortion.
Correct.
Oh my gosh, what does that have to do with metaphysics? But you can see the essence when it comes into a body.
Yes.
And what happens when there's a miscarriage or an abortion, and what you can do then to send that that soul off in a way that's positive. It's there's all sorts of possibilities
exactly.
with this.
Exactly.
So, so if you listen to our show every week, you'll get that perspective. Go to our website, theecosystemapproach.org, and sign up for that free section, because we've written out what to say.
Yes.
So I don't know how to clear. I don't know what that means.
Right.
We're going to show you how to clear in just a minute, but the words are written out right there for
they
you.
They are.
And you can do the clearings every week. That's why for every show, we do clearings at the end.
Right.
And clearings are cumulative.
Well, and I have a comment to make. One of my clients, I just remembered this. One of my clients said, I've been working, doing this for 2 years, meaning that there was a time frame there, and 2 years, and I finally got what you meant by being restored and letting go of programming. They finally got it, and they said, it was like this big aha. I was running around the house looking like an idiot, but I was so happy that I finally got it. And the changes that happened to that person in a very positive way were phenomenal after this person had discovered what it all meant.
And that's one of the biggest traps is impatience.
Exactly.
Because people think that we can figure it out,
right?
That we can figure out metaphysics, and really you have to clear the energy, and then you just know.
Exactly. Exactly. You know? So,
And the truth is, you didn't figure out that you loved me. We had to clear all the negative energy, and that's what.
Oh, that's what it was. Anyway, he's funning you there, you guys. So, Jason, what are the key points of this segment?
Metaphysical training using the ecosystem approach is a whole new way of thinking, and it may seem foreign to you. The 80% is the reason this approach requires patience, because our inner resources are probably dysfunctional when you start.
Correct.
The biggest trap is well-meaning teachers using programming methods versus removing the negative energies.
Correct.
And the ecosystem approach focuses you on your natural inner resources, and they become strong, sustainable, and solid.
I love it. Jason, real fast, let's explain to the audience how we're going to do the clearing. And then in the next segment, that's what we're going to do.
Simply put, you can sit, stand, you can be walking, you can be laying down. You don't have to have a specific posture.
Right.
So we say to eliminate, take what we say to eliminate, whether it's specific emotions, barriers, veils, and illusions, mm-hmm. gather those up in your body, blow them into the processor. If you want to know what the processor looks like, it's on our website again, ecosystemapproach.org.
And if you are listening and you can't do that, think of a garbage can. Whatever you put in that garbage can does not come out.
Yes.
Stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to help you start to clear to develop your innate talents, abilities, and all your natural strengths. I love the way you said that. This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia. We are sitting in for Dr. Pat today, and you're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
We are courageously expanding love on my new show, The Elizabeth Cunningham Show, every Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join me and my guests where we talk about relationships, sex, love, and the ways we wish we could be but never thought were possible. Visit ElizabethAnnCunningham.com and subscribe.
Are you feeling lost in this journey we call life? When you awaken the truth of your patterns, limitations, and beliefs, you can start to heal relationship with yourself, others, and your circumstances. I'm Ritika Rose, life coach, author, and speaker. My mission is to help you align with your most powerful, authentic self and transform how you experience your inner and outer world. Find the confidence and peace to live the highest version of your life. Visit RitikaRose.com.
Life can be demanding, but sometimes our wheels are spinning and we're too focused on making them turn to notice we're stuck in the mud. Tune into The Pause with me, Ellen Wyoming Deloy, every second and fourth Tuesday at 9 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. Learn how to stop, reflect, and start moving forward with intention. And if you're really looking to jumpstart your personal development, schedule a free coaching consultation with me at ellenwyomingdeloy.com.
Tune in to the Be Happy Now show with me, Claudia Sam. Flex your soul connection muscle and be your inner guide to fulfillment. every Thursday on TransformationTalkRadio.com. You are here for a bigger reason and are worthy of accessing it. Experience happiness now. Tune in to your intuition and connect with me. Visit ClaudiaSamCoaching.com.
It is time to get inspired to take action in your life.
Tune in to Emotional Elevation with me, Susan Dene. We are identifying, understanding, and treating our crazy one episode at a time. We all have crazy in our lives. The thing that sets us apart is how we deal with it. And I've got you covered. Enjoy your journey. You are worth it. Visit SusanDene.com. That's DENEE.com.
Tune into Hungry for Answers every first and third Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com with me, Robin Clare. I am a recovery coach, professional, and best-selling author, bringing you eye-opening conversations about addiction and groundbreaking tools for recovery. To learn about me and my offerings, visit clarity.com. That's Claire, C-L-A-R-E, ITY.com.
This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia. We're sitting in for Dr. Pat today. Thank you again, Dr. Pat, for the opportunity. In this segment, we're going to help you start to clear to develop your innate talents, abilities, and all of your natural strengths. Jason, there
you go. Here we go. I direct all my resources in all dimensions to eliminate the barriers so I can see and articulate the benefits to having metaphysical abilities to critics around me. Gather up the barriers in your mind's eye and your imagination.
And then throw them in that garbage can or processor.
Take a breath.
All right. We're going to shorten it up just a little bit and to eliminate the barrier so I can see that metaphysical abilities is natural and organic to the way humans are made. Take a nice breath. In other words, clear that guilt and shame of even thinking you might have them.
Yes.
Go ahead.
And to eliminate the intense feelings of worry, anxiety, and stress that I have that are negative energies and block my abilities.
Yes.
Clear them.
Yes.
Don't try and put them aside or ignore them.
Exactly. Take a breath. And to eliminate any feelings of fear and hurt and shame that make me want to act like a normal programmed person. And the answer is what, Jason?
No.
There you go. All right. Take a breath, everyone.
And to eliminate the barrier so I can see how programming focuses and dumbs you down and narrows your focus.
Mm-hmm. Take a breath. And to eliminate the veils and illusions so I can see that the first steps in developing my abilities is self-knowledge by doing the clearing. It works, everyone. Take a breath.
And to eliminate any feelings of fear and terror that I have that says I'll look or be strange doing metaphysics.
Wait a minute. Okay.
The way we do it, you're not strange.
Not at all. Take a breath.
My daughter calls me white bread. You know, I'm not strange at all. I'm not strange enough.
And to eliminate the barriers so I can see that clearing my emotional life story is the best way to self-knowledge and metaphysical abilities, as opposed to denying my emotional story and acting like it doesn't exist, which is what? Programming. Take a breath.
And to eliminate any intense anger or resentment that I have that science does not recognize intuition or intangibles.
And to eliminate any resistance I have to being open to the possibilities that metaphysics represents in practical ways, an energy approach to life and refined intuition, which is so very important. Take a breath.
And to eliminate the veils and illusions so I can see that the greatest benefits to metaphysics for me is enhanced judgment,
yes,
wisdom, clarity about my life, creativity, and the ability to see motives for myself and others. Oh, it's a biggie.
Take a breath. And to eliminate the hate and anger I have about looking stupid in the world, but the ecosystem approach is an internal process that doesn't show on the outside. Take a breath. Thank you very much on that.
and to eliminate the veils and illusions, so I can see that metaphysical abilities are the great potential in the age of Aquarius.
Take a breath. Now, one of the things we didn't talk about in the last segment is that once we do the initial clearings, then we activate life force energy, which is the most powerful energy that anyone has access to. And we use that to, we call it in and we use it to help replace where that negative energy was in our physical, mental, and emotional body. Nice and easy. Follow me. I direct all my resources in all dimensions to activate life force energy so I can use life force energy, pull it in right now, let it go all the way down your body to the tips of your toes for anything and everything that I need and want, including clarity, awareness, and objectivity for me starting right now. And now blow out any negative energy that's blocking you from that request.
And to activate life force so I can have hope to have the abilities that are unique to me that come from a metaphysical approach to life.
Take a breath. And to activate life force so I can trust and understand that I have innate abilities that have been blocked and covered by programming. Take a nice breath.
And to activate life force so I can decide to focus my attention on restoring my natural abilities that are within me.
Yes, talk about happy with yourself. Take a breath.
Yes.
And last one. And to activate life force so I can activate happiness, laughter, love, fun, joy, my ability to heal, my ability to use objectivity, creativity, and the ability to love myself and then others in my highest and best interest. Life force all the way in and blow out any negative energy left over. Jason, what are we going to talk about on our show next week?
That's going to be Monday. So, it's the Enneagram versus astrology. Oh. Now, we use both of these personality tools
in
the ecosystem approach, but they're very different.
Yes.
And understanding the differences will give you some ideas about how to use those in an appropriate way.
Right. I absolutely love that. So did today's show touch your heart? Has it made you think in a way you maybe have never considered before?
Okay. So if it has, the way to make the ecosystem approach a bigger part of your life, here's what to do. First of all, it's as simple as listening to our show every week,
right?
You know, 1 p.m. Pacific time and 4 p.m. Eastern time.
Correct.
On Transformation Talk Radio, or you can listen to you can go to our website, hear the recording. We're on Facebook at theecosystemapproach.org is our Facebook page. Name. And if you're there, you can see all of our videos there and you can like us. Please like us while we're there.
Absolutely.
I'm such a wuss about being liked. And it's great to at least see us once or twice because you get an idea of our relationship that you can't sometimes hear when you're just listening to the recording.
Absolutely.
I know a lot of people listen to the recording because it's easier.
Okay.
You know, they're doing it on the run.
Okay.
But so listen to the recording. Do the clearings with us every single
even if you don't think they apply.
Exactly. Go to our website, theecosystemapproach.org.
Yes.
And sign up for our free section. You'll get a weekly newsletter with the clearings every week.
Exactly. Now we'll connect next week, Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific and 4 p.m. Eastern time. This is Transformation Talk Radio. Once again, I want to say thank you to Dr. Pat for letting us sit in for her. And you're listening to the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia.
Remember, your ecosystem is the most important one in the world.
Bye-bye, everyone.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.